In this bulletin, the US House of Representatives overwhelmingly condemns Donald Trump's troop withdrawal from Syria. Australia's unemployment rate falls slightly, and Belgian team Agoria wins the World Solar Challenge. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The United States House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to condemn the withdrawal of forces from northeast Syria. Dozens of President Donald Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority Democrats in supporting the resolution, 354-60. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the US has abandoned the Kurds to face invading Turkish forces. He says it set the scene for Iran to move into the war-torn area.
They're going to be the biggest beneficiary of a statement like this. ISIS is going to reemerge. It will be on President Trump's watch. If he continues down this way of thinking, then Syria becomes his Iraq and then some.
But Mr. Trump says the situation in Syria is under control.
They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years. Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East.
It comes as U.S. Vice President Mike Pence prepares to meet the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in a bid to negotiate a ceasefire. Australia's unemployment rate fell slightly to 5.2% last month on a seasonally adjusted basis. It was driven lower by the participation rate, which dropped marginally to 66.1%. Overall, 14,700 new jobs were created last month, driven by a strong rise in full-time positions. Employment Minister Michaela Cash says the figures are a result of the government's good work.
We now have almost 13 million Australians in work. That is a record high. For 36 months, every single month for 3 years, the Australian economy has now generated jobs. That has never happened before.
The underemployment rate, which measures workers who have jobs but are not being offered the hours they need, dropped slightly to 8.3%. Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says while there are more people in jobs, they're not providing workers with sufficient hours.
It's one of the highest numbers of underemployed Australians we've seen, well, in fact, we've ever seen. Now, if you add the underemployment rate to the unemployment rate, you're talking about 18.5%. That's a very high underutilisation rate for our labour market.
The Department of Home Affairs has confirmed an Afghan refugee has died by suicide in Brisbane. The 32-year-old was detained in the Manus Island Detention Centre from 2013 to 2017. He'd been living in community detention in Brisbane for the last year. Refugee advocates say the man's time in detention saw his mental health worsen. Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition says the scars of immigration detention are everlasting.
This case actually demonstrates is just how serious is the damage that, the mental illness that has been created, by offshore detention.
And if you need support, you can call Lifeline 24 hours a day on 13 11 14. Cotton On and Target Australia have reportedly stopped sourcing cotton from China's Xinjiang province due to concerns about human rights abuses by Chinese authorities. The ABC reports the companies have completed internal investigations into their supply chains following allegations that Uyghur Muslims are being detained and forced to work in textile factories in Xinjiang. The Australian branch of Amnesty International says it welcomes the news. Belgium team Agoria has won the World Solar Challenge from Darwin to Adelaide after a dramatic end to the race. The team claimed victory in the solar-powered car race after defending champions from the Netherlands, Vattenfall, were forced to withdraw when its car caught fire about 250 kilometres north of Adelaide. Vattenfall was holding on to a slim lead at the time after a car from another Dutch team crashed out yesterday. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 18. Rain for Melbourne, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, a windy day, 16. Wollongong, a shower and 22. Wind and cloud for Sydney, 26. Newcastle, sunny, 28. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.